Good morning from Skift. It's Wednesday, May 7th. Here's what you need to know about the business of travel today. Marriott has trimmed its full-year outlook due to softening demand in the U.S., but the company rode surging international revenue to a strong first quarter, writes senior hospitality editor Sean O'Neill. CEO Anthony Capuano said Marriott saw a 10% decline in U.S. government revenue per available room in March. However, the company's worldwide revenue per available room rose roughly 4% during the first quarter. Marriott saw double-digit revenue increases in both India and Japan. Marriott now projects its global revenue per available room to grow between 1.5% and 3.5%. Next, ahead of next week's Skift Asia Forum in Bangkok, we profile 10 women shaping the travel industry in the Asia-Pacific region, the latest installment in our Generation Next series. Those leaders include Candice DeCruz, who leads Hilton's luxury portfolio across the region, and Veronita Yosefine, Indonesia's first-ever female airline CEO. We also feature Michelle Ho, who has played a major role in helping digitize the Philippines' tourism industry in her role at online travel company Klook. Finally, Hilton announced plans on Tuesday to increase its presence in India tenfold over the next 10 years, writes Asia editor Pedan Domabhutia. CEO Chris Nassetta said India presents the most opportunity for growth of any market worldwide. Hilton currently operates 32 hotels in India, with 29 more in the works. While luxury hotels are a part of Hilton's expansion strategy in India, Nassetta said its focus is on the country's fast-growing middle class. In addition, the company plans to launch 5 new Hilton brands in India over the next couple of years. For more travel stories and deep dives into the latest trends, head to skift.com. To find these stories and more insight into the business of travel, subscribe to the Skift Daily newsletter at skift.com/daily.